Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Wednesday the 18th of May. In welcoming friends into your home, you might say, make yourself at home. You invite people to make themselves feel comfortable and act as though they're in their own house, really. In our Gospel today, Jesus invites us to do the same with him. Make your home in me, he says, as I make mine in you. Jesus wants us to be at home with him, to be close to him and comfortable with him. He describes this closeness as being like a vine and its branches. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in them, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Jesus' words today are part of his farewell to the disciples at the Last Supper. Before leaving this world and going to the Father, he assured his disciples that they could continue to remain united with him. Today, it'd be valuable to spend a few minutes asking ourselves, do I remain in Jesus each day? Or do I remain in some actions, words, or attitudes which are not of Jesus, which might push Jesus out of my life? Do I make my home in Jesus and allow him to make his home in me each day? Or are there some parts of my life where I make my home, find my comfort or enjoyment in things that are not of Jesus, in things that might stop Jesus making his home in me, things that cut me off from Jesus? It's important for us to recognise anything in our lives that might stop us remaining in Jesus or are more attractive than making our home in Jesus, because they are the dead parts of our lives, the parts that need to be pruned and removed, like dead branches on a vine. In the Gospel today, Jesus invites you and me to make our home in him and to let him make his home in us. He wants us to be comfortable and close to him in every part of our lives. By remaining in him and making our home in him, Jesus invites us to produce much fruit. He doesn't want us to sit back relaxing being at home with him. No, he wants us to grow, to think like him, to act like him, and to see the world as he sees it. He invites us to love others with his heart, especially the poor and the suffering. If we want to remain in Jesus, to make our home in him, and to let him make his home in us, we need daily, regular prayer. We simply cannot do without moments of quiet, solitude and silence with Jesus every day. Those moments help us to silence all the distractions, to silence all the noise and the busyness of our lives, and to simply be with Jesus, to be at home with Jesus, to remain with Jesus, listening to him. In those moments, we make our home in Jesus and he makes his home in us. Those silent moments each day carry over into the rest of our day and remind us of the presence of Jesus in everything we do, whether we're working or studying, talking with others, relaxing, chatting, texting, going to the gym or at a party. Jesus present with us in all of those activities. Daily prayer helps us to take Jesus with us wherever we go and everywhere we go. Lord Jesus, help me to remain in you and make my home in you. Come, make your home in me and let me bear much fruit. Come, make your home in me, Lord Jesus. God bless you all.